Thanks, George. Thanks, Laura. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery is working. Mr. Patel? I gotta call him. Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Yeah, Roy's here. Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka? Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand and salute the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Caniello, do we have any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, we do. Rocco Development, 146 Hillside Avenue, postponed until April 10th, 2025 with no further notice. Second adjournment, Rocco Development, 160 Hillside Avenue, postponed until April 10th, 2025 with no further notice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, Mr. Caniello. Let's move on to item number six, 25-ZB-07V, Didi and Yaifi Chayo.
Is the applicant present?
Yes, we are here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you each raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Okay. Yep.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, we are.
Thank you. You're one at a time. Your name and address, please.
705 Sunbright Lane. Piscataway.
And your name, please?
E.
My name is Yifei. Also same address, 705 Sunbright Lane, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could one of you explain to the board why you're here?
Yeah, sure. So we are trying to obtain the CCL, the Certificate of Continuous Occupancy. And during the township inspection, we have a detached garage that appeared had no permit.
Yeah.
And that particular construction has been remaining the same condition as we bought the property. So we were told that we're required to do a variance. That's why we're here.
Okay. Mr. Mizrahi, is there any way you can jump in here, sir?
Yeah, staff doesn't have an issue with the garage being retained. I just want the applicants to understand that if that garage does need to be significantly repaired, reconstructed, or replaced, it's got to go in a conforming location.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, thanks. Close the public portion and then make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. We'll send that document to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Good night, guys. Let's move on to item number seven, 25-ZB-01V, Tyler Boucher.
Is Tyler Boucher present?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, I need to swear you in, and I'm sorry if I butchered your last name.
I did the same, sorry.
Okay, could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Tyler Boucher, 12 Gramercy Drive, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. You can put your hand down and explain to the board why you're here.
I am here. I submitted an application to put for a variance application. I'd like to install a semi-in-ground pool in my backyard, but I have a narrow backyard, so I'm requesting the pool is set 8 feet from the property line instead of 10. Additionally, I had in the variance is a request to have the pool equipment on the side yard versus the backyard. Which ties to that's where my natural gas is. So just less gas lines I have to run.
Okay. Jonathan, you want to jump in here again, sir?
Sure. So Mr. Boucher, is there any way we can get that pool equipment moved to the other side of the house, the eastern side along the garage, just so that way the pool equipment isn't generating all that noise next to the the neighbor's house. I believe if you move it to the eastern side, it would be abutting your neighbor's garage as well.
So my challenge with that is the heater I'm getting is gas, and the gas comes in on the right side of my house, not the left. So I would need to, I can't adjust the gas line coming to the other side. I have the electric comes in on one side of the house and the gas on the other, which is why I'm trying to put the equipment there.
Have you spoken to the neighbor on the right, the one, the side that the pool equipment's going to be on?
Yes.
About this?
Yes.
They understand that the pool equipment's going to be on that side of the property. They're all right with that?
Yep. I spoke to them. They not raised any concerns to me. I also filed this with all of the neighbors within the required distance.
Okay. Would you agree to put up fencing and or landscaping to screen the equipment if it was to go on the location you put on the plan?
Yes.
Okay. I feel as if I'm okay with the 8 feet in the back. And if we do the screening, keeping the equipment where it is.
Okay. Well, let's see if we have any of his neighbors on the phone when we go to the public portion. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Kalpesh. I just joined. Sorry.
I saw you, Kalpesh. Thank you.
Thanks for coming aboard, Kalpesh. Appreciate it.
Right, thank you.
Any other members of the board have any questions or comments for Mr. Boucher?
Jen, you got to sit in here too, man.
Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Anyone online, Laura?
No.
No one?
Good.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Boucher, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Have a good night. Enjoy the summer, sir, with that pool.
Thank you. Have a great evening. Bye.
We're going to move on to item number 8-25-ZB-08V, Kenneth J. Pine.
Is Kenneth Pine present?
Yes, sir.
And you can hear us now?
Yes, sir.
Good. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
Kenneth Pine, 132 Murray Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. Explain to the board why you're here, please.
I'm requesting a variance for a 6-foot fence. The fence has been here the whole time we've lived here, and I've replaced it one time before. And it's not in accord with the 25-foot setback. So I'm kind of asking that I can have a 6-foot fence where it's supposed to be a 4-foot, 50% open type fence.
Jonathan, hate to call you for triple duty tonight, but you have any comments on it?
It's my job. So, the fence is 2 feet off the property line where, 25 feet is, permitted without a permit. I spoke with the applicant. There's an understanding that the temporary construction easement being a 5-foot temporary easement would include the fence and landscaping. If the applicant agrees to that temporary construction easement, I don't feel as if there's a way that we can move this fence further inside the property without disrupting established landscaping. So that would be my recommendation.
Fantastic. Are you in agreement with that, sir?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any comments or questions for this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second? Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Pine, your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Good night, guys. Enjoy.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move it along to item number 9-24-ZB-06V, Kan Yen.
Hello.
Good evening. Right, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Kan Yen at 26 Lakeside Drive South, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm building it. I'm taking I'm knocking down the house and I'm rebuilding a second floor and I'm adding a garage to it. And right now there are some variance issues with the front setback.
Okay, Jonathan, you want to jump in for the last time tonight, my friend?
Yeah, there's also some concerns about the garage size. I also spoke with this applicant. They provided an updated plot plan, which satisfied a lot of our comments. Mr. Yen, were you able to speak with your architect at all about potentially moving around some of the interior layout to get the garage to be a compliant size?
Yes, I spoke with the building department, and what they told me was that I don't need a landing for my stairs in the drive, in the garage. So instead of having the sideway entrance going up, it'll just be straight up. So requirement for the township is a 12 by 20. I have a 15 by 20. So that 3 feet on the left would be for stairs. And now I'll have a 12 by 20 driveway garage.
Okay, yeah, the as long as the applicant follows the site plan that's been submitted and reviewed by the staff, we don't have an issue.
Okay, appreciate that, Jonathan. Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
No one there? Okay, we're going to close the public portion and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and we'll send that document to you.
Chairman, thank you for... Chairman, somebody just raised their hand. I don't think she was able to hit the button. Susan okay. Steele. I'm sorry.
No, put her on.
Okay. Yeah, she has to unmute herself. *6 to unmute if you're on your phone. Or unmute, Susan.
I just did. Thanks.
Perfect.
Yeah, I live at 32 Lakeside Drive South. I'm right next door to the property.
Okay, and... hold on a minute. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Susan Steele, Steele, 32 Lakeside Drive South, Piscataway.
Thank you. Go ahead, ma'am.
I just have a concern about the drainage from the house, because I'm looking at the plan and his elevation is higher than mine. And so if you look at the plan, the sump pump discharge location is at the back left-hand side of the property, which is closest to my house. So, I mean, we did discuss it. I'm not blindsiding him or anything. But I guess, you know, as I'm looking at it, I'm concerned about erosion to my foundation, you know, as the years go on. And then I guess, you know, because it's a substantially bigger house than what's there now. So I'm just worried about like the impervious coverage, like what it's going to do to my, you know, to my erosion of my property since his elevation is higher than mine. And, you know, like what is the location of the leaders? Because like now you're talking about a lot more water coming off of a lot bigger roof.
May I, Chairman?
Please.
So those are all very valid concerns. I believe looking at the grading, the orientation of the slope in the backyard, I don't see that sump pump discharge being a structural concern for your foundation. I'm going to pull up the architecturals very quickly in regards to the leader locations. But we did make a note on this staff memo that they are still within the building coverage that's allowed for the lot size.
Okay, good. But with that garage coming closer than it should be, like, is that going to cause me a problem? Because I'm looking at the elevation and like, okay, his is like 71, mine 69. As you further go back in the backyard, mine 68, mm-hmm. His is 69. You know, and as you keep going down toward the lake, it's the same thing.
Right. The grading was actually quite quite minimal compared to existing grade, as it appears on the plot plan that their engineer prepared. I'm trying to see my variance list here.
Like I told Con, I just don't want 5 years down the road on a trial and, you know, my foundation's eroding.
So this garage isn't encroaching on the side yard setback. It's within the building envelope in that direction. I think these architecturals do not show leader locations, which is typical for architectural plans of this level of detail. We could make a condition of approval the orientation of the leader outflows, if the board would like, and that could mitigate some of the concerns.
Yeah, because I just had a question, like, so is there going to be like a drain pipe all around the perimeter of the house, or is it tied into the sewer, or like?
Well, Ms. Steele, just so you know how it works, when they give their plans in, it gets reviewed by two engineers.
Okay.
They go, they see the water, they need a drainage, they need a plot plan, they need a grading plan, all from their engineers and everything else. It goes through about three or four people in town before they even break foundation.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and if there's any issues, if they start building, you notice something, you come in, you know where we are, you call us, and then the engineer will send their inspector out to double check to make sure they're doing it as per the plan.
Absolutely. So how do I know that that's happened?
When they start building. I mean,
like in this case, you know, Con came around with, you know, the notice from the township, yeah, and
he doesn't have to know, he could tell you, but you only get notice for variance. People don't get notice if they're just doing permits. So that would be between you and him. You know, they don't go tell the neighbors when, hey, I'm starting to build something. They don't tell them. They don't have to by law.
So I would have to wait until my foundation erodes?
No, I'm talking about when he starts building the house. If there's
I'm talking about how would I find out, you know, that about the water.
Well, he has to build a plan, and then they'll see where the leaders are. The engineer goes over everything. They check the grading. So if everything's done as per that plan correctly, you're not going to have any erosion.
That's what I want to make sure that it's being
done
correctly.
As long as they build what would be approved by the engineer, it should be fine. Trust me, it goes through several people before they even get a rubber stamp on it. So
It's a whole checks and balances where we make sure that before anything gets constructed, they know the grade, they know what the situation is with the neighbors on either side. I do like Jonathan's idea though about the leaders, making it a condition, having the runoff go to the opposite side or maybe to the back and not towards the neighbor's property, Mr. Steele's property. So if that's something we could add on, do I need to vote on that? Is that something we could just make a condition?
I can add that as a condition.
Yeah, I'd like to do that, Jim. I think it protects the neighbor.
Appreciate it.
Okay, ma'am. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we don't need to vote on this again. It was already approved, so we are good to go.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you,
Mr. Yen. Take care. Good luck with the construction.
Thanks.
All right. Let's move on to item number 12, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting, February 27th, 2025.
First resolution, Lucas Garciarena, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Kapilavan Kinjal Patel, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Paul and Nanette Manfrey, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Solar Landscape LLC, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
200 Centennial Property, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Okay, let's move to item number 13, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of February 27, 2025. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, item number 14, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 All right, guys. Thanks for a great night. Sorry I dragged this on so long.
Courtney's laughing in the background. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.